made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
You ready?
Yeah!
Well, let's go.
Okay, go.
Your very first words, really get right in and bang them out.
Okay.
All aboard for Night Train.
Mama, 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 mama,
chicken and pop
top. Mama, 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 mama.
Chop it real fine. Get some peas and carrots. Now I mix them in some wine. Why don't you?
Hello, good evening and welcome.
Hello.
This is the Night Train, and have we got news for you tonight? It's the long promised.
Yes.
In celebration of. What is it?
It's Fried Chicken Day.
It's National Fried Chicken Day, yes, that's right. Add a bit of a blank there. Yes.
Technically yesterday, is that right?
No, it's today.
Oh, okay, sorry.
So I don't know which national, though.
I did the wrong...
I don't know which nation.
The wrong notes.
Today is National Fried Chicken Day, so naturally we thought we'd do a chicken special. I think it's been at least 8 months in the making, /promised. So here it is. me and him playing chicken songs.
2 hours.
Yes. hopefully we won't go as crazy as we did on the Roy special.
I think we need like one of those little tallies to see how many times we said chicken.
Oh, like the door clickers that the bouncers have. If anyone's out there who's got one of those, we're probably about 6 or 7 deep so far.
Get cracking.
Yes. We didn't say what we're at. This is, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM, worldwide, sheffieldlive.org.
We are the Night Train?
Yes, that bit we did say.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's all right. I'm not looking for sympathy. This is my third, technically, late night in a row. More about that later, perhaps. But what did we kick off with?
That was The Leopards. So, un-chicken related name.
Hang on a minute.
But the song title, Ma Ma Chicken Pot Pie, that one on their own Leopards Records label, released 1963. They did re-release it shortly after to just Chicken Pot Pie to try and boost the sales. But the record buyers were unswayed by that cheap tack. And the Leopards never recorded again, apparently.
Oh,
it's a shame, but you can cop that one on Fool's Paradise Favourites on Jazzman from a few years back. Personally selected by WFMU Top Jock Rex, all 50s and 60s.
Yeah, he shows what, Saturday afternoon?
Bop, slop, and schlock.
Oh, yes. That's way catching anything we've got. So if you are listening and get in touch, we're posting on Blue Sky at thenighttrain.co.uk. This is the Beastie Boys with Eggman.
Oh yeah.
I looked out the window, seeing this bald head. Ran through the fridge and pulled out an egg. Scrubbed on my scopes, he had no hair.
Lost that shot, he was caught out there.
Saw the convertible driving by. Loaded up the slingshot, let one fly.
He went for his to find, he didn't have one. Put him in check, correct, my egg gun.
The egg, a symbol of life. A course of doubt to bust out to white.
I pulled out the jammy, thought it was a joke.
The trigger,
I pulled his face,
the yolk.
They come a dime a dozen.
When I say dozen, you know what I'm talking about, boy.
Yeah, that's right. I'm the egg man. Driving around, king of the town. Always got my windows rolled down. From the throat, you know I'm the egg man.
Humpty Dumpty was a big fat egg.
He slayed the wall, then he broke his leg. Busted out the window, 3 minutes high. Hit the restaurant, he said.
Blood, blood.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
My dinner, so nobody come and offer me nothing else. Seen, all right.
Could it be the fish and chips? You see that room, I'm going to lick you with it. Boy!
Look here, girl. Me no want to get back to you, but me hungry. Me want my rice and peas.
Rice and peas and chicken is nice. Tastes so good, me happy, yummy twice. Look here, you know me love to yummy rice. So pull up the portion, pull up the portion. Rice and peas and chicken is nice. Tastes so good, me happy, yummy twice.
turkey and the saltfish. Could it be the dumpling and the gravy?
No.
And what do you get? Me say me want the same thing me tell you 5 minutes ago.
Could it be the fish and chips? You see that room up while lick you with it. Boy!
But Lord, have this mercy. Me tell you me want me rice and peas.
Rice and peas and chicken is nice. Tastes so good, me happy, yummy twice. Look, yeah, you know me love to yummy rice. So pull up the portion, pull up the portion. Rice and peas and chicken is nice. Tastes so good, me happy, yummy twice. Look, yeah, you know me love to yummy rice. So pull up the portion, pull up the portion.
Forget it, Charles. Just give me a card and pass me with some tea.
I never chicken, you got my chicken.
went to college, studied anatomy. I fought her for butchery. We got two babies, is it cool? One was magenta, the other was blue.
I know a chicken. You got to know you a chicken. I know a chicken. You got to know you a chicken.
Thank you. Yeah, this is the poet Benjamin Zephaniah coming down your radio wire, and you are listening to Sheffield Live on 93.2 FM, my friend.
Yeah, hope you're enjoying the chicken so far.
Yes, this is the Night Train's chicken special.
So we want two counts. We want someone counting how many times we say chicken, and then we want someone counting how many times all the songs say chicken in.
I mean, this song in the background is the weirdest one to have chicken. I mean, what is it? It's I've got it written down here.
Shed.
Yep.
German techno DJ. Remixed by Martin. The track's called Another Wedge Chicken. As I said to you earlier, imagine, you know, peeking out in a techno rave. Like loads of instrumental techno, and then this just comes on repeatedly saying chicken.
Yeah, that would be,
it'd be well funny.
Yes, it could go one of two ways.
So I'm going, oh, I wish there was a vocal cut. Yeah. Here we go, chicken.
Okay, right, so we kicked off with the Beastie Boys with Eggman from their second album, Paul's Boutique. Could have picked a different one from there, Five Piece Chicken Dinner, as
yeah,
you pointed out.
Ripping country acoustics.
Yes, but that's only short, so we didn't go with that.
Twangy banjos.
Yeah, I'm going to send that one out to George on her birthday. Then we remember the local Flex.
Yeah, from way back 2008, one of Toddler T's first releases. I don't think it was his debut, but in the first year that he started putting out his music under his own name anyway, that was Fill Up Me Portion with Mr. Versatile from the release Do You Know. Yeah, like I said, 2008, that was probably during the Roots Maneuver production era. Oh. Slime and Reason. That was around about that time. When I first moved to Sheffield.
Right.
And yeah, that was all the hot buzz.
Hot buzz. What, the hot buzz was you moving to Sheffield?
No.
Oh, okay, Toddler doing Roots Maneuver productions.
Yeah, I guess like the dancehall coming back and
that's
the bass line and all that.
Mm. After that, we had Chibo Matto with Know Your Chicken from their album Viva La Woman, released in 1996. Kind of missed an opportunity because there is an Alex Empire remix of that. So we've not actually listened to it yet. So we'll put it in the show notes for you to...
Maybe you can splice it into the mix down. If it's listenable.
I could do like some sort of live kind of morph from one into the other.
Yep.
Because if we know anything about Alex Empire, it's nice and easy to mix, right? I'm going to send that one out to Tom, tuned in the Midlands. Then was one of yours?
Oh, yes. That was the Psych Magic rework. That was Chicks and Chicken. That is available on the Bandcamp. They have a mega pack of re-edits.
Yeah.
Something ridiculous, like 75 tracks, 70 tracks. Pay what you like, or what you can.
Is it paying what you can?
Yep. Well, you was anyway. I don't know if it still is.
Let's have a look. I'm just on the Bandcamp now. It's, Psych Magic Archive 2009 to 2017.
It's a lot of tracks.
Yes. Oh, it's no longer pay what you can. Okay. It's Fiverr.
five of the first 70 odd tracks or something stupid.
Scrolling. 98.
I think they've added more.
That sounds about
put the price on, because I swear it was only 70 before. I could be wrong.
Yeah.
Anyway, still a bargain. But yeah, the source for it is SB Family, Chicks and Chicken, which is like some Nigerian disco boogie from 1980, I think, from the album of the same name. But yeah, that's a pretty hard one to find. So a lot easier for me to get that version.
Yes.
all the vinyl rips I heard of the other one were pretty scratchy. And as we mentioned in the background, we've got Shed.
What I like about these Martin remixes is he's got his sound.
Yeah.
Which is like, oh, this sounds like Martin.
Yeah.
I guess it's good if you like him, if you're not a fan. I couldn't believe, kind of, usually when they're doing these theme shows, it's really hard to find the beds, the instrumentals that we talk over.
Yes, that is a good point. There was loads for this one.
Loads of this. And then to think, because we usually talk over a Martin instrumental on this.
Anyway.
Yeah. So, the chances of there being a Martin instrumental, chicken related, was... Let me tell you, folks.
There we go.
Yeah. Right, so we're still here for another hour and a half. We're going to go into a bit of a funkier set now, I think. Keep it locked to Sheffield Live. We'll be back in a bit.
You raise the left arm up and the right arm too. let me tell you just what to do. Start poop on the famine, start to feed the kitten. That's when you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, oh. Second spasm. You put both arms up across your face. Your knees start wiggling all over the place. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, hey, hey. Oh, I'm feeling it now. I feel so unnecessary. This is the kind of stuff to make you feel like you wanna do something nasty. Like wave some chicken gravy on your white shirt, right down front. Here we go, y'all. You work both arms and you work both feet. You together, baby, you run on the beat. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, oh, it's all right. Do the funky chicken now. 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 Ha ha ha. 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 Oh, oh. Do the funky chicken now. Oh, oh. Do the funky chicken now.
Cook a little fried chicken for you. Alright? Dig this now. Gonna go way back and get a good old southern recipe for some fried chicken. Now these cats out of sight. Ooh boy, they can cook. Just don't know. We're gonna let Tucker make you a little fried chicken. What we're gonna do now, we're gonna get that long spoon and take it out of the hot grease. You think you can do it, Lou? All right. Everybody with me? All right. Now, what we're gonna do now is get together with this cat over here and let him put a little on the plate for you. Now when this cat put this chicken on the plate for you, and this potato salad on the plate for you, you're gonna really dig it. Think you can do it, Kevin? Alright, 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 alright. Now dig this cat now, I want you to dig it. It's the mellowest thing in town. Chicken. I'm gonna try to get all of the cats, and you and you and you, just sit down and let's eat a little chicken. Alright? Let's put it on for them now, boy.
Chicken scratch. I sure like it. Chicken scratch.
This chicken will My name is Fruitland, your check is in the mail, Jackson, and you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM.
Welcome back, folks. Hope you're enjoying chickens.
Yes. if not,
duck out. Yeah. If it's wearing thin.
Ducks. What? There's no ducks here. God, that's it. No more puns. Yes, this is the Night Train's chicken special, all chicken songs.
In celebration of National Fried Chicken Day, apology, vegetarian and vegans.
That's a good point.
Not all these songs are about fried chicken. Some of them are.
Some of them are about just chicken.
Yeah, or just eggs.
Yeah. I was trying. Yeah, stuff. One of the ones I was trying to debate was the Humpty Dumpty.
Oh yeah.
The like that funk break.
Yeah.
But I couldn't work out if Humpty Dumpty obviously is an egg.
But how tenuous can we go?
Yeah. Did he come from a chicken? And how big was the chicken?
Yeah.
So yeah. So I declined. Maybe next year.
It's a deep philosophical question that we don't want to tackle right now.
No. It's just enough to try and keep the wheels on anyway. right. Okay, so what did we start that
segment? It was the Meters. Seminal Nola Funk band. The Meters with Chicken Strut from their 1970 album Strutting. Maybe we could have had anything from that album.
Hmm.
Very chicken based. after that, we kept things pretty funky.
Yes, with one that I now own, thanks to you. Tagged it into an order that you made.
Yeah, well, now we both have a copy, so no excuses for not hitting that up on the doubles.
Yeah.
Working out some kind of routine.
Yes, like me and you, like some sort of Poundland shadow and chemist. I mean, not even Poundland.
Not even Poundland.
What's worse than like Car Boot?
Yeah, pretty much.
like a jumble sale cut chemist and DJ Shadow. So that was in the record bag on Friday, actually.
That's the when we handed it over.
Yeah, the debut spin. That was on, we were down at Heist DJing for trying out our Jukebox 45s night.
Weekly night is the get up.
The stick up.
The stick up. I think it's called the get up.
It was going to be called get up, I think. Get down, stick up, get down. Anyway, it's called the stick up.
Don't even know what it's called. Embarrassment.
yes, so that's the weekly night, but we thought, we need an excuse not to do chores and spend too much time overthinking a tenuous slightly tenuous format. It's not too bad because
we're road testing it.
Yes, and lots of people have got in touch. Well, not lots. Lots of people said it was a good idea. So that's one tick. A few people said, we used to do that back in the day with CDs and whatnot. Yeah. The premise is we like jukeboxes, so we'll just be a jukebox.
Yes. And so we had to compile a list of some records, a lot of records that we wanted to take.
Potentially too many records.
I mean, far too many.
I mean, we just needed one. we needed Skilo.
We probably could have got it with one page.
Yes.
We had about 11.
But, we'll see how we get on. We're back down there next week.
Yes.
We're quite lazy, so we'll probably keep the records.
Yeah, there's no way I'm repacking them. It's hard work.
If anything, I'd be tempted to buy new record bags and just have those as like... So that's
just for when we do that event.
Yes, because, the list of songs are laminated, so it's tricky to... tricky to play different stuff.
So if you want to come and harass us live and in person and make a suggestion from our catalogue of songs,
next Friday from 8 p.m.
There's probably only one chicken one, we should say.
That's true. Come down, request a chicken song, just the one. Okay, moving on. After that, we had Bill Thomas and the Fendels with Southern Fried Chicken, Parts 1 and 2. That's on the Savoy record label. Sampled by Chief XL for Black Alicious's Smithsonian Institute of Rhyme. Yes. I say sampled, it just plays at the end.
Yeah, just like a snippet.
Yeah, because the other sample is the Fela Kuti one.
Yes.
Colonial Mentality.
Yeah.
So yeah, for ages, I just was like, what is this break at the end? I was like, I just need to know what it is. And then eventually, somebody grasped up to the sample police on who sampled. Nice. So yeah, that's why that one was in there.
Then we played Frank, is it Dubois?
Yeah, that sounds right.
With Chicken Scratch, his only single from 1963. Wonder why I didn't record any more.
What? It's like a curse, isn't it? Yeah. If you release a chicken-based single.
That's... Well, let me lead this up, because I found online on 45 Cat, someone's posted a review from 1962 in the New Pittsburgh Courier, saying band leader Frank Dubois, who with Clyde Killens invented the dance the Chicken Scratch.
Okay.
Still swings heavy as house band at the Sir John's Hotel Nightbeat Club, and has completed plans to tour with a package demonstrating the dance. So
that's a way to get bookings. Come up with a dance, come up with a song. Yeah,
come up with a theme song, a dance, go on tour. Just saying, got to show everyone the dance.
Yeah, everyone's like, no, we're all right. So he's not even in demand. I'm probably doing it dirty. He's ringing up places going, can I come do my chicken dance?
Well, this is the period of time when there was a lot of dance crazes.
Yeah, I've got a record actually. The Daffy Dancers comp. It's like an old K-Tel comp, so every song's got a dance routine to it. But obviously, there's like the twist.
More classic ones.
Yeah, I can't remember what the
mashed
other
one. Mashed Potato.
Yep, that's on there. I think also it finishes with.
Shingling, is that one? Shingling is one.
That is a dance.
I should know this because Amy used to go to a 1950s dance class and she learned quite a lot of them. Or there was one dance where they did little snippets of each
Shake
one.
Shake Your Tail Feather they do in from Blues Brothers.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, I've digressed there. We should. Well, there was one more song that we played.
Is it one of mine?
Radars?
Oh, it was. I'd forgotten about that. I've got nothing written down for it. It's the Radars with Finger Licking Chicken.
Ooh,
or did okay. I? I don't know.
This one in the background is Mr. Scruff from his first album. Long forgotten about this one. Mid-90s piece. It's Chicken in a Box.
Perfect. Right, so this is almost over, so we should stop talking.
Yeah, you know what we're going to do now, don't you?
Play some sort of music from the Caribbean, but with a chicken theme.
Yes. The fans are listening. They're not turning off now.
No.
Doctor tell me the other day that I was sick and must go away. The voodoo man say he's a fake, so he told me I really should take what he tell me, the chicken gumbo, the okra water, make you do the things you oughta with the palm plantain, in the matter with the callaloo and the okra water. Well, me and my wife couldn't agree. She said that she wanted a family. She almost went into hysterics when I told her what's doing the trick. It was the chicken gumbo with the okra water. Make you do the things you after with the pump planting. In the matter with the callaloo and the okra water. We have twins and I make a bet, next time it will be quadruplets. This is very powerful stuff, and I think that we sure had enough of the chicken gumbo and the okra water. Make you do the things you oughta with the pump planting, in the matter with the callaloo and the okra water. Well, vitamin A and vitamin B, they give you atom bomb energy.
I will not tell you, but make a guess what is put in here on my chest. It is the chicken gumbo and the okra water. Make you do the things you ought to with the pump planting in the matter with the callaloo and the okra water.
Chicken, delicious and nice, both in order chicken and rice. Chicken, when time came to pay, he picked up his heels and ran away. He took a walk down the street, so hungry, not a bite to eat. His little tummy propped against his back, making noises like a train bawling the jack. He saw a Chinese restaurant. Should he go in or should he take the chance? He stood outside, trembling to his toes, till the scent of fried chicken hit his nose. Chicken, delicious and nice, whoops in order, chicken and rice. Chicken, when time came to pay, he picked up his heels and ran away. He walked inside, looking pleased as punch. Then he ordered the choicest chicken lunch. He did not have one penny to his name, but he ate like a Trojan just the same. And when they thought he had his fill, they then presented books in with the bill. He stood up there, pretend to hem and haw. Then in a flash, he bolted for the door. Chicken, delicious and nice, books in order, chicken and rice. Chicken, when time came to pay, he picked up his heels and ran away. This is very cute. Picked up a hatchet and went in full pursuit down Westbourne Grove into Harrow Road, across Sussex Gardens, up his water road. You should have seen the Chinese man brandishing a hatchet in his hand. Bupsin looked back, then broke all speed records, looked up to heaven and shouted, "Help me, Lord!" Chicken, delicious and nice, Bupsin ordered chicken and rice. Chicken, when time came to pay, he picked up his heels and ran away.
A chicken missing the Walker ball. Where does chicken disappear at all? A chicken missing the Walker ball. Where does chicken disappear at all? They surround the doors of the ghost tree. Who came running was a young lady. When they snatched she hand, she tug it away. This time she hide the chicken down there. 10 pounds of ice chicken. The clerk declared he was missing. When they shake her up, the fowl drop down. The chicken reduced to 7 pounds. Hello! I went to buy me half pound of beef, just in time to see the catchy thief. It was like carnival in the place, thousands of people to see her face. Rimless on her eyes and Brazilian shoe. When they say she thief, I say that ain't true. The cream of the Negro race on she face, and a cold box of chicken tie round she waist. 10 pounds of ice chicken, the clerk declared he was missing. When they shook her up, the fowl dropped down. The chicken reduced to 7 pounds. Oh. When Constable Goldfish addressed the Crown, I say in my mind, well, she going down. The Crown prosecutor mash up the fet. He asked the girl if she ever buy a chicken yet. She said, but of course, you're mad or what? You're crazy or what? I am well-off woman, so what do you think it is? 10 pounds of ice chicken. The clerk declared he was missing. When the shaker up, the fowl dropped down. The chicken reduced to 7 pounds.